We're doing Tehillim, we're up to the 67th chapter. Lam Natzeach Bin Ginot Mizmor Shir. To the conductor, a song of praise. Lam Natzeach Bin Ginot. A song of Niginot, of song. Mizmor Shir. It's also a term of song. Elohim Yechoneinu Vivarecheinu. Hashem should have compassion over us. Elokim yechoneinu. Hashem should treat us with compassion. Vivarecheinu. Hashem should bless us. Ya'er panav itanu. Selam. Ya'er panav itanu. God should show us a countenance that's with light. Ya'er panav. You could look at a person and give him a dark look. You could look at a person and give him a look that's filled with light. Two approaches. We ask that Ya'er panav itanu, just as the blessing in Birkat Kohanim, Ya'er Hashem panav elecha. Those of us who are Sfardim around here have to be careful to make it Ya'er and not Ya'er. Two different things. Ya'er with an ayin would be to curse.
That's to wake up, like he
will wake up. Okay. Let's see, what does it say? Yeah, you're right. You are right. But Vahi Arecha was your enemy. Ya'er Hashem. You don't want him to turn his face to be like Arecha, your enemy. Back to our pasuk. Ladat ba'aretz darkecha. Hashem, let us know your path on earth, how you want us to behave. Bechol goyim yeshuatecha. All the nations should see your salvation. Let it be known. And that's part of what David HaMelech repeatedly stresses, that when Hashem saves us, his name gets famous. It's pretty extraordinary what's going on here, even today. Yoducha Amim Elohim. And then the nations will give thanks to you when they see how you repay those that have faith in you. So then they too will give thanks to you. Yoducha Amim Kulam. All the nations will recognize that. You guys know there's a book, Startup Nation? Yeah. Warren Buffett said in this past year's summary report that he finds Israel to be the best place in the world to invest. Okay, maybe he didn't say the best place in the world, but he did say it's a place he highly recommends. Okay, so you look at it and you say, what's going on here? Something extraordinary. So even the nations look on and say, there's something extraordinary. There's an extraordinary hand guiding things here. Yismichu viraninu le'umim. Nations will see this and they will be happy and rejoice. Ki tishpot amim mishol. Because you will judge the nations in honesty. Ul'umim ba'aretz tancheim. Selah, and the le'umim, the nations will be guided throughout the land, and it will be in tranquility as there's a recognition that Hashem is running the world. Part of what causes all the turbulence in the world is the feeling that Hashem is not running the world. So everyone feels like they can do what they want. But ultimately, when there'll be this recognition, so then there'll be order in the world. People will behave, the nations will behave. Yoducha Amim Elohim. Yoducha Amim Kulam. So David HaMelech stresses this again. The nations will thank you, Hashem. The nations all will thank you. Notice this is a repeat of Pasuk Dalid. Eretz Natina Yevulah. The land will give its bounty. We know. Why is it called the green line? As far as Israel settled, that's how far it became green. And after that, no. That's why it's the green line. So Eretz Natana Yevula, the land gave its bounty. That's a phenomenal thing. When the people left Israel, Israel became wasteland. Everywhere they returned, it's as though the land came forth to greet them. The land gave its fruit. Yevarecheinu Elohim Eloheinu. And we pray that Hashem, who is our God, he's not just in general the ruler of the world, he also has a personal relationship with us, he should continue blessing us. Yevarecheinu Elohim v'yireu oto kol afsei haaretz. We ask Hashem to continue blessing us, and then the nations will have respect for him, because they'll see that he's watching over us when there's clear hashgacha, so that should arouse in the nations an awe, a fear. I don't know what it does. You know, today we see that's not yet happening. The nations see something strange is happening here, and so they're trying to bring us down. We're not yet at a place where the nations see it so clearly and they say, okay, blessed is Hashem. And we're not yet there. Yes, we say this in davening, yeah. Yes?
Is this a progression in time?
So let's see what the commentaries say. There's an opinion that speaks about the ultimate judgment day, which is the opinion we learned until now. That's Rashi and the Mitzuda. Then there's an opinion, the Radak learns that it's going on the regrouping of the exiles to Jerusalem. So it could be he's learning that's talking about during the period of the Second Temple. We definitely see that in the beginning of the Second Temple period, there was a great respect of Hashem. Yeah, the Persian Empire published a letter, the Babylonian Empire published a letter. There was tremendous international respect of the God of the Jews. We see that. We see it even in the story of Ahasuerus. And then there's also an interpretation which we did not discuss, which was the Malbim's interpretation that all of this was a prayer in the time that there was a drought in King David's time, and that drought evolved into a famine. So I don't see that it's an evolvement. I see it as a description of a period, either the period of the salvation of the rebuilding of the Second Temple or the Third Temple. But the last psukim, Eretz Natana Yevula Yevarecheinu Elokeinu, could be interpreted that way. Other than that, it doesn't seem that way. But I don't know. I don't know. Yeah?
Why the repetition of the verse? Because that's the one I was thinking on, that it is a time progression. Usually when verses are repeated twice, it's in reference to one thing and then in reference to another.
Right. So the Radak learns that there is a stage where everyone will recognize Hashem, Yoducha Amim, they'll give thanks. And then, Kitishpot Amim Mishor connotes the war of Gog and Magog. That even before the war of Gog and Magog, there'd be a recognition of Hashem. And then, the nations will come, there'll be that great war of Gog and Magog. And then, Yoducha, after Gog and Magog will be put down at the gates of Jerusalem, the nations will give thanks to Hashem. But ordinarily, in Tehillim, the Gemara says, I don't have a Gemara brachos here, but the Gemara says that when David liked a psalm, so then he would repeat it. But usually it was twice, one after the other. I mean, to say, like we say at the end of the Alelukas, Kolan Shemata Alekha Alekha, Kolan Shemata Alekha Alekha. So that's an example of a repetition. But I agree that ordinarily when you have a pasuk and then it's repeated a little bit later, it's telling you how it evolved. That definitely lends itself to what Nachum was saying, yeah. That it's an evolvement in time, yes.
Hashem will dispatch